appropriately enough, we're going to start off tonight with music on Illan pipes. And every lunchtime in the Mill Theatre at the Ballard Road, an individual piper is featured in the lunchtime recitals there throughout the week. Last Tuesday, the invited piper was Robbie Hannon, and we're going to start off with Robbie tonight, and we let him introduce the tunes.
Thanks very much. I'm going to start off with three jigs. The first is a tune I learned from a great record made back in the early 1960s by Dennis Murphy and Julia Clifford from the Slieve Lucre of County Kerry. It's a tune called the Munster Jig. And the last two come from the playing of Seamus Ennis, great County Dublin piper. The first one is a tune called Down the Back Lane, and the second is When Sick as a Tea You Want, which I believe he learned when he was collecting music in County Donegal in the 1940s.
Thank you.
The Munster Jig, Down the Back Lane, and When Sick is a Tea That You Want. Three jigs there from Robbie Hannon, recorded at the Mill Theatre in the Ballard Road at one of the lunchtime piping recitals, and more from those recitals on the Late Session over the coming weeks. Well, of course, many people who come to Milltown Malbay for the Willie Clancy Week don't spend all their time in the town, but travel to some of the villages and other venues outside the town, which are great occasions of music as well. People, of course, go to Mullock and to the Crosses of Anna, to Quilty and to Kilmaley. And one of the great traditional venues in West Clare has always been Gleason's of Coore. It's always been a great place for set dancing in particular. And throughout the week, they had different theme nights. And they had set dancing one night. They had a visit of Sliabh Lochra musicians on another night. And Thursday was devoted to singing. And tonight on the programme, we're going to hear two songs recorded during the singing recital on Thursday night. Starting off with Rita Gallagher from the Croagh of Gurma in County Donegal, and a lovely version of The Wounded Hussar.
All alone to the banks of the dark rolling Danube, there I delayed at Rome when the battle was o'er. Oh, where then, she cried, have you wandered, my true love? Or where do you wither or bleed on the shore? She travelled a while, the tears her eyes flooding. Through the dead and the dying, she walked near and far, till she found a by a river, all a-bleeding and dying. By the light of the moon, her poor wounded hussar, from his bosom that heaved the last torrent was streaming, and pale was his visage, deep marked with a scar, and dimmed was the eye once expressively beaming, that had melted in love or had kindled in war. How sad was poor Adelaide's heart at the sight, and how bitterly she wept o'er the victim of war. Have you come then, he cried, this last sorrowful night for, to cheer the loved heart of your poor wounded hussar? Thou shalt live then, she cried, heaven's mercy relieving. Each anguishing wound shall forbid me to mourn. Oh, no, then, he cried, for my life is fast fading, and no light of the morn shall to Henry return. Thou charmer of life, ever tender and true, take my love to my babes who do wit me afar. Then his faltering tongue could scarce bid her adieu when he died in her arms, her poor wounded hussar.
The Wounded Hussar there, sung by Rita Gallagher from the Bluestacks Mountains in County Donegal. A song, incidentally, which was sung by a great West Clare singer by the name of Siney Crotty, the late Siney Crotty, who was a man who brought it to popularity in many different circles indeed. Now, last Tuesday night was Tin Whistle and Flute Night in the Community Hall in Milltown. A great lineup of musicians there again, including Róisín Ní Chonaithe from Irisamach, and here she is.
Tá mo gal tasi mach le fu mal cuachin gran e fin a tanam tid agus leath na mission na chóiril na plothi copit. I'm starting off with a slow air called cuachin gran e fin, and after that two well known reels, the copper plates. Yeah.
Lovely whistle playing, lovely stuff.
An dá flat a copper an dá rialan sin agus a igrosín ní chonacha as Iris Aithneach. Well, a little bit earlier we heard from Rita Gallagher from the singing session in Gleason's in Coor on Thursday night, and we're going to return there now and hear from Micheál Marinen, a man who's been living in the Dungarvan area of County Waterford for many years, but his roots are in West Clare, in the townland of Island Bawn in Ennistymon. And interestingly enough, Willie Clancy's family's roots were in Island Bawn in Milltown Malbay, two different townlands but not too far away. And between Milltown and Ennistymon is the title track of a CD which Micheál Marinen launched during the Willie Clancy Summer School. This is the title track written by Micheál as he sung it in Gleason's in Coor on Thursday night.
This is a song I wrote with Michael Harton here, who's a local man who's been singing it for a few years, so I'm going to sing it for Michael. Between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon's the place where me forefathers lived, and 'twas there I was raised. Called Island Bawn, beside there a moor that's a mighty bog not far from the shore. To the north of Mount Callan, which gives it a shade in the cold winds of winter and warm summer days. If you ever come by there, you will be amazed between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. As you're going out from Ina on the road to Milltown, where the five crosses meet, one going up and two down, take the first to the right, on the back road you're bound, between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. How I'd love to be with you to shorten the road, and to tell you the stories that I once was told. And perhaps if you're lucky, you might find the gold between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. Little roads that hoard secrets as they tread their way through that blanket of bog where green fields are astray. Just a few man-made notions add to the display between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. 'Tis a wilderness beauty that lures strangers' eyes, and the old ways of farming in tune with the wild. How I wish I was back playing there as a child, between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. Well, there's no burn stones there, but wild flowers abound, and the stream disappears that flows under the ground. There's a monument to those who once laid their lives down between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. And the numerous greens to be seen as you go, heather, firs, blossom, Kenavon, white as snow. Famine furrows and ridges where spuds once did grow, between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. Ah, the chorus of morning, the dawning inspires, where the wild things are sporting in meadow and mire. To be there once more, sure it is my desire, between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. And story-filled evenings with songs in the air, heels and toes tapping the music of Clare. I ask myself now why I didn't stay there, between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. Am my sweetheart of youth from a few miles away, had to leave with her parents for the far USA. Now their home, long deserted, is gone to decay, between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. Though our paths never crossed in that far foreign land, I think of her still, by her old home I stand. If she had not gone, she would wear my gold band, between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. And now at the end of the last harvest day, when the mill is gone from the haggard and ray, though the flower of youth's faded, there's still an array between Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon. On Moohinnes Hill and in Dol Kilfar by, oh, 'tis there that the bones of my forefathers lie. Now forever I'll sleep and bid one last goodbye to old Milltown and Sweet in the Stymon.
Micheál Maronin there between Milltown and Ennis-Dymond. Many of those visiting the school were saddened by the news from Dublin early in the week of the death of Eddie Clark, the harmonica player from Virginia in County Cavan, who was a friend and fellow musician of many of those participating in the school. Naturally, he was on people's minds as they played tunes, and Paul O'Shaughnessy and friends dedicated this piece to him at a session in Queely's on Thursday afternoon.
Okay, well, we'd like to play this tune in memory of the late Eddie Clark, who passed away just a couple of days ago. So it's the Maids of Mitchelstown, and it was on the record that he made with Joe Ryan many, many years ago. So here we go.
O'Shaughnessy, Dermy and Tara Diamond, Jacqueline, Marion and Bernadette McCarthy, and Quivin O'Reilly paying a musical tribute to the late Eddie Clark in Queely's Bar in Milltown last Thursday afternoon. Now, as I mentioned to you, next Sunday night on the programme, we have a special programme recorded in Queely's Bar marking the retirement after almost 50 years in the bar of Tom and Baby Queely. Don't miss that one. And also over the coming weeks, we'll hear lots more recorded during the week at Skull Sour Willie Clancy. Before we go, I want to say a special word of thanks to Pat Hogan, who was our sound engineer during the week in Milltown. And we're going to leave you with music from one of the many CDs launched last Sunday at Skull Sour Willie Clancy. This is the Kilmore Fancy, and it features sister and brother Catherine and John McAvoy. Catherine on flute, John on fiddle, and accompaniment from Felix Dolan of New York on piano. Three reels from them to finish us off: Dan Breen's The Flowers of the Red Mill and The Pretty Girls of Mayo. Good evening, Tachtan Chahogan, Wimshe, Anya Hensi, Slán a Gaeilge.